Spencer.
Yes. Hello.
I lost my voice yesterday. If I sound like a stranger.
That's all right.
John McCone picked up this news that Nixon is seeing De Gaulle on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And thought it might be of interest for John McCone to sort of suggest to Nixon that he try to draw the general out on some of the broad where do we go in NATO kinds of talk. John is convinced that he himself could get Nixon to do this without involving him in any political problems or anything of that sort.
Nixon's so unreliable that I would hate to have Nixon be able to say that he was the United States government used him for this purpose. That's number one. Number two, based on the conversation which Nixon had with the Portuguese, he was very unhelpful with them because he kept saying, I agree with De Gaulle, and a lot of admiration for De Gaulle, and he may say that he may play, figuring, you know, whatever is we're having trouble with. But if John wants to do it, it's fine with me. But I'd hate to have Nixon be able to say that he was used by us.
Right. I think John might do it simply.
Why doesn't John say that he, John, would be interested in Nixon's conversation?
Right.
And that these are some of the things the United States that we're particularly interested in. So it's strictly a McCone, Nixon, and not as if you've approved it or I've approved it.
John McCone points out that it's normal for them to brief and debrief to go abroad.
Right.
And so we'll let it
as
go.
As long as McCone. Now, I just talked to Bundy about this embassy thing. We've got an embassy of theirs here, haven't we?
That's right, Mr. President. But I think in our position in protecting our own embassy or pursuing that would be weakened if we ourselves go ahead and violate international practices by seizing theirs.
But of course, we don't want our embassy's gone. They're not going to reverse themselves.
Well, they haven't occupied it yet, but we're trying to mobilize the pressures of people who have embassies in Havana, our friends in Europe and some of the Latin Americans.
I would think probably we just wouldn't receive any notes from them in the future. Or do we want to keep up that contact?
Well, I think that
the other thing, of course, I talked about is that we could say that the assets of their embassy will not be liquidated. I suppose there's going to be quite a demand around. That's the trouble with anything we do about Cuba. If the Cubans do something, that becomes a front page story again.
No use for us to throw the Swiss out and seize all the property. Some of it is private property and storage in the embassy, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether you know it, but there's a sealed vault upstairs on the Havana that has arms in it that were there for the protection of the embassy before we pulled out.
Yeah.
And the Cubans will probably open that up and make a lot of propaganda out of that.
Yeah.
But I think for the moment we ought to try to bring maximum pressure. The Swiss conceivably might break relations over this because they feel so strongly about it. We can't find that this is almost unprecedented and direct violation of the Geneva Vienna Convention. So I think for the moment we ought to try those pressures rather than consider direct retaliation on the Cuban embassy here.
We'll see.
Okay.
Fine.
Right.
Thank you.